Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, March 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christian literature is hard to find in places like India, and your used Bibles and literature are needed. Christian Resources International says many Christian leaders don't even have a Bible. CRI hopes to change that. CRI's Brian Morgan says as national church pastors take leadership positions, missionaries are helping with intense theological education. That's when CRI gets involved.
We can come in and we supply these missionaries and these church leaders with materials to train these church leaders with material that's easily understood. These leaders can receive it, retain it, and then basically essentially use it and pass it on.
This helps develop biblical theologies that are culturally relevant, making evangelism more successful. While CRI helps in many countries, Morgan says used English material is actually helpful.
English is a primary language in a lot of parts of the world, especially throughout Africa, say India.
Funding is needed for shipping costs. And the internet has changed the way missionaries and supporters are communicating today. In most cases, email has helped facilitate a great relationship. But email can also cause problems, says OC International's David Dom.
In restricted access countries where they really don't want any type of missionary work to be going on, it's a very sensitive issue to have emails flowing back and forth with Christian information in. And it can get missionaries kicked out of the country, it can get nationals put in jail, or even worse sometimes.
Dom says refrain from going into a lot of detail and using a lot of Christian or divisive words. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.